Hey everybody, just thought I would put a quick disclaimer on the front of this podcast. And this is why it's a few days late coming out. I at several points during this podcast, I reference Russell Mark's salary from a 990 declaration. I could not find any evidence that I was right about that. So anybody listening, when you're listening to this and you hear me say that Russell Mark was making $200,000 from USA Swimming, that appears to be not the case. So, absolutely incorrect. And you can take whatever away from my arguments on the basis of that. Thank you. Well, now that all the fun has stopped, we're ready to begin this episode of the Swim Brief. We're just having a rip roaring conversation. And I know that's what you want to hear when you tune into a podcast and then people stiffly, one at a time, give their points on various topics. So we're going to try to translate that chemistry. Yes, Joel?
That's like being on a swim team. Every time you're a freshman, you always hear all the stories about how last year was so much better. You're like, oh, this podcast, you should have been here when we weren't recording.
Oh
That was
my
the good
God.
stuff.
All the
Oh,
best
man.
conversations
You
happen
should have been here last year. Yeah.
right before and right after. If only I could
Yeah.
trick you guys into thinking I'd stopped recording, and then, then at least I could get you guys to behave naturally. I, of course, have no trouble being completely inappropriate on my own podcast and picking fights with people, which is what we were just talking about. But anyway, everyone, welcome to the Swim Brief. Welcome, Joel Rawlings, rocking the A3 gear. I guess maybe trying to start a brand conflict here on the Swim Brief podcast.
Speedo gives me a free shirt, man. I'm wearing that.
Where, come on, Eric, where's our free shirts? Isn't that
If
why
you
we're
only
friends with you?
knew somebody who would be able to get you that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of my samples are mediums. Sorry.
Is that because you like to wear the mediums because they're
No,
extra tight, or
that's what we get. We get the
are
middle
you?
size of all the runs.
So you don't have to lift weights anymore. You just get a medium.
Nope, I
Yeah.
just get mediums. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're in the bunker, Eric. You're gearing up for mid-season championship season, yeah?
That's correct. That's correct. We've got juniors and US Open coming here quickly. It's gonna be a good December.
All right. Well, look, guys, we got to start the podcast today on a somber note, okay? Last week we declared University of Wisconsin Green Bay as America's team. Actually, you guys didn't do that. I just came up with that as a title
We
after.
co-signed it
Yeah, but
offline.
then you guys
So.
agreed with me. So basically, we did do that. And sadly, this week we got the news that I don't even really know how to say this. They hired a coach. Joel, I'll guess I'll get your reaction first.
I was really more interested in seeing at the end of the season how the captains would split up the Coach of the Year award. Like, what do they get, like three or four different ones, one for each of the room? I just see nothing but bad. I mean, that team was doing great. They were winning a lot of dual meets in conference, 100% in conference. They're a lot of really nice swims. Where's it going to go from here? And again, so retroactively, do the captains get a split of the coach's salary, which was probably prorate down to
NIL.
450? 450? Yeah. I just not even. Not even a tuition waiver for them. They're getting jacked. But good for them getting a coach. Again, obviously, really at the forefront of that university is the swim team. When you allow a team like, hey, we just want to have the coach. We're okay with that.
Eric, what
Yeah.
would you tell somebody who's heartbroken like me over this development? I mean, how should I move forward from here?
I wouldn't even begin to worry. Don't know this guy. Seems like he's got a lot of good coaching experience, but as history has shown us, the University of Green Bay, they are not easy on their coaches. So the story isn't over yet.
Right.
Hope that he does have enjoys a lot of success. If he's able to match the success of a coachless team from the last 2 months, that'd be great. But the reality is, they could still be your coachless team next fall.
I guess now I feel bad for cheering for them to be a coachless team, because I do, they listening to that, look, hey, I do want their new coach to be successful. And, but I was thinking about the situation, you know, when you take over a team and, you know, the previous coach was beloved and all you have to hear about is how amazing the previous coach was. What do you think the version of that, how's the version of that going with this team where it's sort of like, yeah, we were running our own practices and man, it was going pretty great. Now you came
so fast.
Yeah.
That's got to be a whole nother level to deal with. He hasn't stepped on deck yet. I think his first day is on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see. But anyway, this will mark the end of our ongoing segment where we track what's going on with the University of Wisconsin Green Bay.
It seems like another one of those jobs that should come with like a blindfold and a cigarette with it, because there's just nothing good's going to happen.
Oh, Joel, come on. Don't be such a negative Nelly. Gosh.
That's true. That's
Chris.
Yeah, that's first off, that's my lane. So get out of it. You're supposed to just be contrarian to whatever I say.
Got it.
On to perhaps more seriously somber news, I guess, at least if you're Russell Mark and assuming you enjoyed working at USA Swimming, Russell Mark is no longer working at USA Swimming. His official title was high performance director. I'm sorry. High performance manager, I should say. Russell Mark is no longer working with USA Swimming. We heard rumors of this a couple of days ago. We put it on the agenda. It's just been made SwimSwam official here mere minutes before we went live on the podcast. I don't know where to start. Eric, what do you think of this news?
Not going to lie, I'm not really sure what exactly came of all of this time and tenure with Russell Mark. Not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying he doesn't have some good ideas, but the reality is, you know, given the amount of maybe resources to video and stuff that there is and what is in or not in coaches' hands in USA Swimming, just looking at my inbox over the last, I don't know, 15 years. I don't know what's going to happen when he's not there or somebody's not there for that position. I don't know what is brought to the table, because every single one of these athletes sees videos on their own of themselves at the national level. If there's going to be a different path that this position is going to take and their involvement with the grassroots level, because that's really somebody in this position needs to have some kind of connection with, but I guess I'm not going to lose sleep over my performance manager, video technician person not existing in USA Swimming.
You just downgraded him to a video technician. But, you know, I think to the majority of USA Swimming membership, that's what we saw as his job, that he was traveling around taking video of swimming and then going over that video sometimes with coaches and athletes. And there's, I feel like I'm in Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it doesn't seem like a hugely valuable thing that justifies. I think, you know, they said that he doesn't crop up in some 990s. I believe I've seen him in a USA Swimming 990 at some point making in excess of $200,000 a year in compensation. Yes, I know. See, just, exactly, Joel.
A position that can be replaced by a YouTube algorithm doesn't need to be paid $200,000.
Hey, I'm doing it for free on YouTube in case anyone wants to go check out. I've got a starts video. I've got a turns video. You don't need to show up to this is another thing I was going to get into. You said like you haven't seen a lot from him. I just recently officially got access to all of his video content on Vimeo, because at Wahoos we have a national junior team member. We had a coach go to the national select camp, and yeah. So if you go to these super exclusive things, then you're granted access to the holy you know, special knowledge.
The archives,
yeah,
that special happened with me too. With right. Ryan back when I was coaching at HLA, it was my second year. He happened to make the national junior team after his first year while I was there, which I stumbled into, you know, a 6'3" sprinter, and all of a sudden I was inside the velvet rope. Like I was getting emails from Mark. I was getting emails from Mark Schubert, and I was getting all of this content. And I was like, where was this when I was a middling age group coach just trying to figure it out? Why don't I have access to this information? Because it's valuable. Why do you have to be in the inner circle to have some kind of educational opportunity like this? It's mind blowing.
But I think it speaks to, you know, if you're going to achieve those things, obviously you want to give people something special for having done those things. Sure. But legitimate argument can be made about whether that should be something else than, you know, access to the video archive, which would seem to be valuable to everyone. You're right. I mean,
That's fine. There should be something more. You should have, whether it's now it would be Zoom access or whatever it is, but there should be another level of connection. But as far as educational material goes, it's your job. USA Swimming, build a base.
Yeah. Joel, I have a feeling like we're going to be 0-3 in terms of Russell Mark fans here. What was your stance on everything?
I think there's like a lot of different layers, especially just listening to you guys talk. One is obviously like, what's USA Swimming's role and what is the role of this position? Again, if it's just to, if everyone's kind of chipping in, I didn't know it was too large like that. Like everyone's chipping in for that salary. Then, yeah, I mean, when I was coaching like certain kids, I wasn't getting the information. They need a little bit more, you know, again, what's the value of that? What's the role of USA Swimming in producing that? Looking at, you know, again, all the clips and things, Matree's a really nice guy. He's an aerospace like major. I'm not going to lose sleep for him either. I think he'll probably do just fine as far as looking for a new job somewhere. He'll do all right.
Yep.
I was taking my son to one of his little sport deals, and one of the older kids was coming out, and she's talking about how she got moved to another part of the offense, and she's just not getting many shots anymore. She doesn't understand what the coach is doing. It's like, well, you know what? Someone else is getting those shots. That's what's going on. It's like, someone else has figured out a way to get in the offense, and this coach has just figured out a nice way of getting you out of the offense because you weren't doing it. Money's out there. I think if this was a rule where, like, man, we cannot survive without this,
right,
then money wouldn't have been the issue. You know, it's like, if money's the issue, then maybe that rule just wasn't, you know, justifying what they're paying them. Or, like I said earlier, maybe USA Swimming is going a different direction and we're going to start helping everybody now instead of just, you know, the gold and silver teams. But again, it's one of those roles where you're like, obviously, well, kid, people like him. People think he's a good guy. Obviously, it wasn't that valuable because that whole role is gone. You know, I read a couple of comments like, how is USA Swimming going to recover? On Monday, they recover. They'll just be the exact same organization. And a lot of us will get the exact same no information coming from them.
Right. And we'll
be just fine. You know, right. Again, and then also the role of the biomechanist, as far as in the role, it's like, I get it. They can tell you what swimmers are currently doing. But I think also a role of having someone that goes, well, what if that's not the way? Because everyone's taught the same way to swim. Then of course, this is what this person's doing. This, what if there's another way of doing things? And that's, I think, because I know like Bill Boomer years back did like a whole brain dump into the vaults there. And they've got a lot of video, but again, no one has access except for a handful to all those videos. Again, not saying that that's the direction everyone has to go, but again, just, I think the question of what if we change this? What if we do this is just as important, if not more important than what people are doing right now. And obviously, like Eric was saying, it was like what we're doing right now, a lot of people can kind of see that. Again, if you're making $200,000, it's pretty sweet, but you've got to really justify what you're doing to keep on going with that, I think.
Yeah. I mean, there's an inherent conflict here that I have always found interesting. Again, I'm not, I am a fan of Russell Mark as a person. Having met him, found him to be very nice and engaging, and actually, I think pretty knowledgeable about a number of things. So, but professionally, I've never been a huge fan, and I think I can't extract which parts of it have to do with the way that they, USA Swimming, when I say they, have designed what he was doing. You know, I think that there was the concept was, okay, we're going to have this person getting really expensive, you know, we'll get them, give them the best equipment, we'll get the best video, we'll give them, you know, resources around it to analyze that video and do all this stuff. But it always seemed like he very much wanted to present what he had very neutrally. Do you know what I mean? As in, like, here's the data, but like draw your own conclusions, which on its own, I think, yeah, probably is a good approach, but it's frustrating when you have somebody that's highly paid by a national organization. Sometimes you just want to sort of like shake them and go like, but you're the expert. What do you think? Like, what do you think?
Yeah. And like an ombudsman, like just be honest and just say it.
Yeah. And I don't think, I don't know that he ever wanted to do it or USA Swimming ever wanted him to be that emphatic about anything, because, you know, I know exactly what the response would have been if it had been democratized out to some coaches. Yeah, I have all the angry, this is still stupid and this is wrong. And so I had to have that natural. But then I think like, okay, but then what's the point? Then what's the point? If we're going to sort of present all this stuff in a very agnostic way, what's the point? I guess some people can take it and run with it, a very limited set of people, but other than that,
and that's particularly valuable. And you keep taking, like, again, there's so many different body types, there's so many different ways that they should be doing it. It's like, well, if this person does this, it's like, okay, well, great, that's awesome information. So if I too have a 6'4" athlete weighing 185 pounds with this kind of muscle distribution, they can do that, great. And then what about the 5'8" ones? Then that doesn't apply. Again, it has such a, it seems like it's got a nice scope. I mean, it'd probably be good for joint angles on a start, you know? Right. But again, in the water, it just seems like there's so many variables that go in there that, again, you know, maybe, you know, it wasn't used as extensively as it could be, but again, I think that's part of the problem is again, with so many different directors coming through, it's like, this is the direction we want it to be. And then all of a sudden, maybe we don't want this direction after all. So
Yeah,
I think the value, if it was really, again, as valuable as these people that are commenting in SwimSwam say, that then they could have found the money. But again, I think part of the problem is, again, he's a really nice guy. People really like him. He's very engaged. He seems very excited about the sport. But again, 200,000 is, you know, show business, not show friends.
I better check that after the podcast to make sure.
That if it's show business.
No.
Even if you've done 100% over and he's getting 100 grand.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of money.
There is, I mean, of course, this is all from a comment section. There is a rumor that Hinchy has reduced staff salaries. I would want to see, I want to see the paperwork on that. Cause I'm not buying the narrative that, like, oh, this is Hinchy's finally cleaning house at USA Swimming and getting everything.
If you're cleaning house, why you get rid of the nice guy who doesn't bother anybody?
I don't know, you know,
they just fixed the glitch.
So you know, without Russell traveling around telling people information that might influence the way they coach technique in swimming, there's a void out there. And I think we all know somebody who would love to be the person to fill that void, and that person is Gary Hall Senior. So how's that for a transition? Yeah. I mean,
that was
come on.
Something. Yeah. Well, I didn't see that coming.
That's when you've been really experienced in the podcast world. You can do that kind of thing. You guys will catch up. Listen, I thought it would be fun for us, you know, in our series of, videos or video podcasts where we, use Zoom and the frame rate is horribly choppy, and the technical level, production level of things is really, really low. But there was a video posted by the Race Club, which is Gary Hall Senior's organization, to SwimSwam. I believe that they have some sort of paid relationship with SwimSlam.
Oh, they do, because you can't comment on anything.
Because you can't comment on any of these videos, and they're so triggering, Eric. They're so triggering, and you know I want to. You know I want to. You know, like I'm like that.
I struggle.
I'm that addict who's like gone. I've been sober for 3 years without commenting on SwimSlam, and then I see a Gary Hall Senior article, and I go, God, I gotta get on there and set this straight, and then I can't. So actually, probably they're doing me a favor by locking comments on these. But I thought we could just a 3 minute video, and because it's going to be so choppy, we can stop it like, you know, about a thousand times and
not missing anything by not having fluid video in this.
Right, and just give some commentary on it. You guys game for that?
Sure.
I got a feeling it's a train wreck. I want to finish out. Let's see it. How is this going to get chopped up? Maybe the editor can splice it back together again. Let's see what you got for video here and now.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, you guys are seeing that video now?
Yeah.
Seeing a thumbnail. All right.
And an ad. Well timed out here, Chris. This is... are we getting any sponsorship from this? Are we getting like a little kickback from
Google? You can tell, is not paying us one.
You can tell I watch too much YouTube because I can't even skip the ad. I have to watch the full ad.
I don't even pay for the pro service. All right,
this 3 minute video.
That's sweet though.
Turn the volume up, and here we go. Okay, so the point of this video is to be comparing hyper streamlined to the Superman pose.
So like they could have just gone comparing cigarette smoking to opium abuse. Go ahead. Which is better for you? Man, cigarettes are healthy, aren't they?
Which is healthier, McDonald's or Burger King?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they have this whole setup. They took a kid who I guess trains at the race club down there, right? And they had him push off the wall. One of them, he is hyper streamlining, I guess. And the other one, he is doing a Superman pose. And then they've got all this stuff on the screen. I guess they measured his velocity coming off the wall.
Yes, his instantaneous velocity.
Yeah. So there's the Superman pose. Would anyone do this on purpose? That's my first question, Joel. Would anyone ever do this on purpose, pushing off a wall?
If you're swimming in a master's lane, you always do, because you never know who else is doing breaststroke, kick ahead of you, and all of a sudden you're just... Yeah, so I always look up coming off the wall in a master's swim. Yeah.
That's true, I guess. Yeah, I was trying to figure out recently at practice why all my kids finish their everything with their head up, and then I realized that I routinely train with 40 people in 7 lanes, so you got to keep your head up and know what's in front of you before you come barreling into the wall. So yeah, touche. Okay, so we're being told that, you know, having your chin out, having your chin jut out 1 or 2 inches from underneath your arms causes a lot of drag.
But it doesn't in this angle, so.
Right. We're going to get to the hyper streamline yet, but I just spoiler alert for all the people. There's going to be a lot more than 1 to 2 inches of chin jutting out from his arm cover. But I don't know if we're going to address whether that quote unquote causes drag when we get there. Head up. His head is up. It causes drag. I guess drag is bad, right, Joel?
Yeah. Again, it's one of those things where when you put numbers on the bottom of something, then all of a sudden it's like, wow, boy, then this is really smart stuff. This is stuff, again, they get, you know, like every coach watching. I'm sure that, you know, dude's got to pay for the pool.
That's right.
Throw content out there. You know, we're doing the same thing. We're just not paying for a pool or getting any money out of it. You know, I think the thing is with anything where you're looking at streamline, you know, drag is part of the deal. And when you're pushing off the wall, that's when you're you hit that point of like 3 meters per second where it really is exponential. So obviously, you know, what you're doing to line yourself up is huge here. Yep. But I think part of it is not so much just where the head is. I mean, form drag is one thing. It's again, it's the wave drag you have to think about. And when he has his head up like that, the most important thing is he's got no thoracic mobility. You can see the lower back and how that's arched again is because of the head position like that. And the nervous system just isn't designed to work with you walking around staring at the sun all the time. And so therefore, when you're in the water like that, it's not going to work real well either. So basically, if you take what you're doing with your nervous system out of the water, put it into the water, anything that compromises the nervous system is going to be exponential also in how it affects your swimming.
So in your professional opinion, you would not recommend I walk around with my arms above my head and my head staring straight up.
Right. Again, unless you're doing a master's IM set where you pushing off might lead to an embarrassing situation for two people. Yes.
Right. Okay. We're reminded once again that he has maximum drag points.
That chin is not a maximum drag point at all. And it's clearly his head and his hips. And we talk about how this is not Superman pose for all those who are into the comic itself and not necessarily a part of yoga. Superman doesn't do this.
Yeah. Okay. Go on, Eric, please. I think this is important to address. Why is this not Superman pose?
Because he has one hand up forward and the other hand's on his hip.
Yeah. Or the other Superman pose where he's got his hands on his hips. He's standing there like Superman.
I guess Superman does fly with two hands above his head sometimes, right?
That's not the custom picture. That's not the classic. You might actually get comments about this. It might be the only thing you get comments about is whether or not this is actual Superman pose based on the comics or any of the other things.
Okay.
The thing that kills me about all of this is that when you had that video from in the water and you look at it, like if that head is not the way it is, like everything else doesn't look all that bad, where the arms are, like just how the position is relative to everything else. It's just this massive head problem.
I totally agree. I feel we've been hornswoggled here with this false head position that I tried to say nobody would ever do. Then you pointed out real life things where people would do that, but I still feel he's been coached up to do that with his head.
Yeah.
In order to spread propaganda about hyper streamlines. We're going to keep washing this part out. You can see him. We're supposed to think it's very naughty that his arms are spread. Once again, the maximum drag points.
Bottom line is some obscure, weird area.
Have been revealed to us. That's Superman pose. Okay. So he traveled 2.64 meters and his average, we basically, what did we divide the distance traveled by the time and then get an average speed?
I think we're better off at figuring out what the comic book pose actually is than actually with numbers. We're not the ones with aerospace degrees.
Yeah. We need Russell Mark to come in here and do some math. Russell, come on, man.
Because, yeah, we're the ones who have to worry about not having jobs.
I know we just finished saying that you weren't valuable to USA Swimming, but we actually now we need you. We need you for an unpaid internship on the Swim Brief. Come on down. All right.
By the way, that's not the right math if it's just meters per second.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It's definitely 0.77 meters per second. Because if you're just doing the simple math of 2.64 over 3.4, assuming that's what that is,
yeah,
that is three times slower what that boy is actually going.
Right. It's like they.
That's some sloth-like movement.
So I guess they don't call it the math club. All right. Ba-dum-tsh. Okay, let's get to the hyper streamline. Let's get to the real fun part of this. Hyper streamline. This is, I guess, I interpret from the video, this is what we're meant to believe is the ideal way to push off a wall in swimming. All right, Joel, just let it out.
I think I was right before I saw the video. Again, cigarette smoking healthier than opium abuse? And yeah, I guess it should be at Whole Foods. Again, if this is the option compared to the other one, I actually like the other one. Because at least they're not going to swim into someone's feet, you know? I mean, part of it is obviously you look at the lower back, you look at where the head position, you look where the shoulders are. I think, you know, obviously one thing is how fast you might be going off the wall at this point. The most important thing is hitting the breakout and going from a hyper stretch of anything to all of a sudden just about ready to hit that point of the water where it's the most important couple strokes. It's such a subtle response that you need to the water density changing, to all of a sudden hitting that surface layer just right. And you're going from something where you're feeling internally all the stretch and the pressure, and then you release that. I think it's too much to ask the nervous system and all of a sudden get into a response with the water to hit a breakout. So I think this, again, it just looks like it puts the body into too many non-functional planes. I think the lower back, again, is something that I can't help but stare at.
It looks worse.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, again, the head up looks like it wasn't all that bad.
So much tension in his body. Like, you can see that his fingers are completely, like, overlapped each other, and his fingers are actually curled. Like, he is trying everything he can to keep that streamlined behind the back of his head, and he looks so uncomfortable right now.
Intention, like you said, isn't a bad thing, but point. I mean, there's like a tone quality that you want. So if you're thinking like a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 8 would be pretty good. This is like, you know, he took it to 11. You know, he's gone full spinal tap with this one.
Yeah, and I just can't help but think, like, if actually his upper body was aligned with, like, the angle that he pushed off on, he'd just be pushing off straight to the bottom. Like, he'd just drop, follow this line, like, he'd just be, but he almost needs to do that, because otherwise, with the way, the position he's gotten to in his upper body, he would just go straight to the surface.
It kind of goes back to that Howard Furby kind of, like, you know, the hull of the ship, and you're looking at this is the hull of the ship. Again, when you're underwater, it's gotta be like the hull of a, you know, like a submarine is one thing. This is, this just doesn't look like anything that would move through the water. Well, if you look at like anything that happens in nature or a submarine or anything that they've shown that works well underwater, this doesn't.
And now we're said, because his head is not protruding over his arms, we're meant to believe that there's less drag, even though there's this massive chunk of head that wasn't protruding from beneath his arms before, but now it is.
And his hips are more exposed because his head's not blocked, like cutting the water for his hips. Right. Now you're getting all this off the tail end.
Yeah.
And you can see his hands, like he is fighting,
really gripping it. Yeah, he is gripping it. Hands together, thumbs in.
I guess that thumb is a monkey paw situation right there.
And you can see just how the body is floating to the surface. Again, the water is going to push you back out of the water. And it's going to push on any point that's kind of rounded and up like that. So like right around the armpits, right at the lung area, you can see that's the area that the water is going to start to push up on first, versus the whole body getting pushed up if there's good alignment going into the water.
And again,
we have the math, the wrong math here at the end.
His average velocity increase is only 0.05 meters per second.
Yeah.
If the math was correct,
but it's not.
This is more like 0.9 something meters per second.
I actually cheated him out of some improvement with their math over there at the math club.
Same amount of time. Yeah. 0.93 meters per second and not 0.28 meters per second.
And I just think, like, just a couple more nitpicks on this video while we're sitting here. picking all our nits. So we took one kid. We had him do one push off one way, and we had him do another push off another way. And that's meant, this experiment N equals one trial is meant to convince me that one way of doing something is better than the other. Like this is worse than watching this video is objectively worse than being at practice with the people that you actually coach and just trying some different things, because then at least you'll have more than one person trying it, and you're going to try it more than one time. So you'll get more valuable data just by in 5 to 10 minutes at your own swim practice than watching this video.
I remember years back, Alex Nikitin put together the race analysis program that USA Swimming was using. I thought one of the biggest stats that came out of that, or the biggest numbers that came out of that, was just the breakout speed of trying to figure out, you know, not just how quick a person is off the block or how quick they are through the streamline through this part, but how quick are they to like the 15 meter mark. And that's going to, obviously there's a lot more variables that go into that, but that's, you know, that's what you have time for during the course of the season, is playing around with some of those different variables and trying to get the breakout speed to be maximized. And I think when you focus too much on this thing, again, comparing bad to worse and figuring out that bad is better than worse, it doesn't help as much. Again, creating a lot of different experimentation, I think would help a lot more than with this. Again, this guy's, you know, again, he's got to feed the monkey. He's got to make some money. More power to him. I mean, he's making more money off this than I am. Good for him.
Yeah. And at least he's not doing any eye surgeries. Thank goodness.
Just sit there passive.
Hey, everybody. Sorry about that abrupt end to the podcast there. It appears we were the target of a cyber attack. We're not sure the source at this point, but...
Your mom was trying to send an email upstairs and it killed your internet.
Hey, Joel. Okay. Sorry. It was a serious breach of cybersecurity here at the Swim Brief headquarters. And, we'll be back with you next week. We'll, I'm sure, have addressed this, serious issue, and, we look forward to seeing you then.